Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Worse. Fair ball.
Have a ball with new instant games from the Tennessee Lottery. Game-changing fun. Please play responsibly.
It's Mattress Firm's 4th of July sale with a preview of our free event. This Friday through Sunday, enjoy our Father's Day deal and get a free adjustable bed base when you spend just $399. And get two free memory foam pillows and a free mattress protector when you take home your new bed for just $599. Plus, save up to $400 store-wide. Hurry in, your budget stretches further at Mattress Firm.
Offer valid with qualifying purchase. Restrictions apply. Valid at participating locations only. For offer details, visit mattressfirm.com/sale.
Hi there, it's Felicia from Felicia Suzanne's Restaurant. If you're looking for a great place on a Thursday night, join us for tacos and tunes on our patio from 6:30 to 9:30. Enjoy the great atmosphere and live music as you relax on our downtown patio. Unwind from the day and get ready for the weekend with $2 tacos featuring Claybrook Farms and Lake's Catfish and special summer cocktails. Thursdays on the patio at Felicia Suzanne's. We're located on Main Street between Monroe and Madison Avenues with parking on Front Street. Visit FeliciaSuzanne.com.
Lowe's knows you'll do Father's Day right by finding the perfect gift for Dad. We do it right, too, with deals on gifts he'll love and at prices you'll love. Now get a DeWalt 20-volt max brushless cordless drill or get a Blue Rhino 3-burner stainless steel gas grill for just $99. Whether he's into tools or into grilling, make this Father's Day his best one yet. Do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. Offers valid through 6/19. See store for details, U.S. only.
Spilled your red wine? Quick, the quicker picker-upper. Bounty picks up spills and messes quicker. And is 2 times more absorbent than the leading ordinary brand. So you can get back on track quicker. Bounty, the quicker picker-upper.
One of the things I really enjoy about my Xfinity X1 at home is the X1 voice remote. The fact that it's got the backlit keypad is a game changer. How many times have you sat and watched a movie or a TV show in the dark and you can't find the channels anywhere? You'll either hold the remote all the way up to your eye to try to see if you can get the channel button, or maybe you end up holding down the volume button instead of the channel so you get more volume, but you don't change channels. Well, the backlit remote takes care of that. Every time you pick it up or move it in the dark, it will light up so you see the channels, any functions you need, the voice remote if you want to ask it to search for your favorite shows or ask it any type of question. Basically, you can do that. And when you're done using it, the lights go out. You're back to watching your favorite shows in the dark. It's a simple thing, but it makes a big difference. The backlit remote with the X1 voice remote from Xfinity. If you get it, trust me, you're going to love it. To get started, it couldn't be easier. You can call 1-800-XFINITY. You can also visit Xfinity.com, or you know what? Just drop into any Xfinity store today for all the details.
We're brothers. We're happy and we're singing and we're
happy. It's Jason and John on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM ESPN. Presented live and locally by the Wing Guru. The Wing Guru.
Who that? Man, this what you been waiting for. I mean, the game was all bad just a week ago. Rappers was listening, I ain't hating, though, cause now I'm getting hot enough to even want to stay at home. And she can't tell the difference. I've been through hell conditions, wishing for air conditioning, feeling God was never listening. Now I'm on television. And did I fail to mention? Your girl is hot, a missionary, boy, you failed the mission. Speaking of positions, just witness how I elevated. Real if you celebrated, finger poke whoever hated. My life accelerated, but had to wait my turn, then I redecorated. That mean my table's turned. Live life, might as well. Only way to learn is try and fail. Clients are the only way to earn. So if you're selling, or if you're selling rap, make sure it's mean so the fiends keep on selling back. Who that? I got that flame. Who that? I got that flame. Who that? I got that flame. So don't worry about my name. I got them saying, who that?
Hi, you're rolling with Jason and John, 92.9 FM ESPN. It is Thursday. It is June 13th. We're getting toward the end of the weekend, maybe getting toward what we think will be a Game 7. Can't have a Game 7 in the NBA Finals before you have a Game 6. That is tonight. We'll see if John Martin was already wrong, Golden State in 6. We'll see if he ends up being right about Golden State. Plenty to get to. A little congratulations as well in order for Brad Carson and the St. Louis Blues. Last night they rake in their first Stanley Cup. I'm happy, very happy for the city. There's no question about that. The Memphis Grizzlies, John Martin, have introduced their new head coach. And boy, was it emotional.
It was. It was definitely emotional. That is true.
Like Carl, baby. I'm emotional and I can't let go.
Oh, my Lord.
How'd that sound, John? Was that smooth?
That was good. That was definitely good. The Grizzlies have introduced a coach. That is true. Taylor Jenkins was introduced yesterday.
That was good.
Get to that. Also, it's an important day for the Grizzlies because today is officially Jonas Valanciunas opt-in day, right? Like, this is the deadline now.
Ooh, we've been waiting on it, John.
If you want any kind of insight into his decision-making, he is currently in Norway deep-sea fishing.
Oh, into the mind of Jonas.
Yes, so...
The relaxed mind, it sounds like, if you're fishing.
Yeah,
right?
I mean...
That's a relaxed state of mind.
It's like $18 million.
I feel like I'm going to opt in. 18's right there.
Yeah, he's
is
not
that
opting
opt-in? Okay, okay. That's what it feels like.
I feel like it's too tranquil. You know what I mean? Like, you're not like in the United States. Like, you're not worried about it. You're deep sea fishing. You're opting in. So
how do you think that call between him and Jenkins went? The little WhatsApp thing they did.
Well, I'm sure it went fine.
What's going on, Jonas?
I'm fishing. Gotta get back to you later.
You going
to
come on back?
Yep, $18 million. Thanks again.
Sounds good, brother.
Okay.
All right.
Try not to cry.
Good to meet you.
So, are you crying? Are you crying right now?
I'm emotional.
Okay.
I mean, again.
Okay.
I think this was good. This man was genuine yesterday.
Yes, he was.
He was clearly, I saw a man that was grateful, and that's why all that emotion came out. And
yes,
so,
indeed.
And look, I'm not going to hate on it at all.
Happy hey, listen, bro. I can't
happy
say
it all came
anything
out.
About crying publicly because, I don't know if we have the audio of it. I guess we know. I don't think we do because
I've cried on this air, I'm sure.
We've switched over, like, you know, our hosting. We would really have to dig to find it. But my last segment with Calkins, I couldn't even talk. I could not even talk.
Man. Bro, let's be real. You cry on the air once a month.
I'd say more like once a quarter.
I don't think we have
once
to dig that.
Once a quarter. Once a quarter.
Okay.
Not once a month.
So, okay, 4 times a year we get you.
But I felt Taylor Jenkins, man.
I did, too. I felt like it was absolutely real.
And I wanted to cry with him.
Sort of like, it wasn't much different than Juwan's. I mean, I realized Juwan is coming home, you know what I'm saying? But he was emotional. I mean, he was grateful. It was all rooted in gratefulness. I'm
no
quite
question.
Sure of it. Yes.
And listen, like, Taylor Jenkins is a basketball grinder. And so this is in many ways like, this is your moment, right? This is your celebration moment. You know,
right.
You're being introduced as a head coach of an NBA team. You know, how many guys in that business get that chance? Not many. I mean,
and
relatively speaking.
Thank every last one of them and family member that helped get you there.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. So anyway, we will get to that in just a moment. Here's what we have going on the show today. At 11:25, Bob Ryan will join us. Bob Ryan, of course, is the sports columnist emeritus for the Boston Globe. I know he's not used to the Boston sports team losing in a championship setting, but that happened last night.
Man, in their midst, right
yeah.
there in their town.
Yeah. So we're going to talk to him briefly about that. We will talk to him about the Celtics. Are they going to go trade for Anthony Davis? The report was from Woj that they're involved in trade talks with the Pelicans as well as the Lakers. So. You know, do they go and do it despite the fact that they're getting no guarantee? In fact, they're getting the opposite of a guarantee from Anthony Davis and his agent. They're saying, you can give up your assets, but we are leaving after a year. Now, of course.
Would you do it? I wouldn't do it. Just common sense tells you.
Right.
They're fighting.
Well, like how it
depends on what assets you have to give up, I guess.
Well, I mean, you'd have to give up assets, though. Like, you'd have to give up Tatum or Jaylen Brown or something, you know.
Well, something's going to come off, but if you can get a third team involved, maybe you don't have to give up all that, John Martin. You understand what I'm saying? And why would you give up all that if you're only going to have him if he's a rental for a year?
Right.
They've made that pretty clear. I don't know that I'd fight it.
Yeah. So, anyway, we will talk to Bob Ryan about that at 11:25. Talk some finals with him well. 12:25, Jeff Coggins will join us. He is on the road, I believe. He's on the road for a college trip. I feel like he does this every other day.
How many kids he got?
He has 3 kids.
Okay. Yes. And is this the last one going to college? Are we on number 2?
I want to say that's
6
true.
6 kids in college.
I want to say that's true,
okay,
but don't hold me to it, though.
Got you.
But yes, we'll talk to Jeff Calkins live from the road at 12:25. Then at 1 o'clock, we'll be joined by Rick Barry, Hall of Famer Rick Barry, who, of course, is known for his unorthodox free throw shooting style, underhanded. Named one of the 50 greatest basketball players of all time.
Well, and he'll tell you all about it.
And he will tell you all about it. And that's why we enjoy having Rick Barry on the show.
He'd probably tell you 50 ain't high enough.
I think he would.
That's why I love having him on the show.
It's been a while since we've had him on the show. So,
thinking that myself.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to catching up with Rick at 1 o'clock. And then at 1:25, the NBA draft is officially 1 week away. I don't know if you guys know that.
Yeah, we got a draft party next week out at the Bluff.
Yeah, that is correct. Jason and I will be out there. I think we're – who are we partnering with?
Brad, it feels like a lot of folks.
Folks from
there.
I Love Memphis have partnered with us. Yeah. And then the folks from SB Nation Grizzly Bear Blues blog have also – they're all going to be on
Yeah,
on
so
site.
It should be
Remember
litty.
Last year.
Yeah.
Yes.
They saw what y'all built last year, and they're like, we want to be part of this party.
I don't know about
And last year, we had the fourth pick.
We had an outstanding crowd.
I don't know if
I'm proud of my reaction, which was an immediate booing of Jaren Jackson.
Well, you got caught up.
I did. Well,
I was
right
with
caught
you,
up.
Jason, don't do that.
And you also had on white pants. I remember that. You had on white jeans.
It wasn't white jeans, bro. White slacks.
You had a penny shirt on, I think.
White slacks.
Yeah. Yeah, I was well-dressed. There was no question.
You look sharp.
I had a blue Kango given to me by Ernie Kuiper, the great Ernie Kuiper.
What is usually...
Patty pumping the Kango
there it is.
Kid.
There it is.
It's been a while since we heard that one.
But, I mean, come on, booing Jaren. I mean, you can't boo Jaren,
right.
Even if you won Trey. What happened with Jaren, you've got a great player, obviously, and someone who... Mike Schmidt's got us all giddy earlier this week when he says he thinks he's going to be the... top big man and point guard combo when you put Jaren with Ja. So,
yeah.
Anyway, yes, I think we look silly for booing Jaren.
Well, we are going to talk to Jeremy Wu at 1:25. He, of course, he covers the draft and the NBA for Sports Illustrated, and he seems to cast a little bit of doubt on the fact that the Grizzlies have made a decision on number two. I would like to know why he thinks that.
If it goes the way he's saying that the Grizzlies could still draft R.J. Barrett, I might be booing next Thursday.
R.J. Barrett is not coming to the Grizzlies.
That
he's already said it.
He's locked in.
Yeah, like
he's
he
locked
he's
in on
the Knicks. Yeah, like the draft is weird now. The NBA draft is weird because guys just basically choose where they want to be now. There's not even that much of a draft anymore.
That's why I'm really fascinated. I'm interested to have Wu on because he seems to think it's more wide open than we all think in terms of who the Grizzlies are going to take at number two. Even though he says the likelihood is Ja. I think we feel it's a little bit more than the likelihood.
Yeah, people are direct messaging me about that that last segment with Calkins. And I tell you what, I've never seen Calkins cry, but he was making a face.
Jeff cry. Why is that?
I've never seen him cry.
He's not.
Never.
What do you mean?
I mean, that's a man that's been through a lot. How come me and you will cry on the drop of a dime, basically? Why is Jeff so tough?
We can ask him, but I think it's his. I think it's his roots.
He's not
Northeastern upbringing.
Yeah, I really do think it's like where he's from,
that's
and
very
also
true.
He comes from a huge family. You know, so there's no time to cry. You know what I mean?
You're going
to
tell me this is geographic that Northerners don't care as much as we do. Really?
I think he will tell you that.
I'm buying that one.
He will.
No,
the big
North,
family thing might be.
It's different. It's different up there, Jason.
Okay.
Yeah, he also.
Well, I'm aware of that. It's different.
Calkins also doesn't like to hug people.
Yeah. See, I think it's more that kind of. That's more telling. Anyway, we can ask him about that. The man's never cried.
I mean, I'm sure he has cried before.
But you had him at his closest.
But I think Taylor Jenkins cried more in that press conference than Calkins has in the last 5 years. Like, I'm willing to say that. I think that would definitely be true.
Are you beating this man up?
No.
Yes, you do.
No, I'm not. No, I'm serious. Like, I mean, I can't.
Do you have any doubt in his abilities because he cried?
Absolutely not.
Of course you don't.
I mean, I'm a guy that wears his emotion on his sleeve, too.
100%. So, like, we both do. That's what I thought. We can't even play with that too much.
Yeah. So it was like you're listening to it. And it's just striking. Like, I'm trying to, like, Juwan Howard cried, right? Like, in his press conference.
That's what we were talking about earlier.
Because he came home and it was so emotional and did not expect to get that job. And also, he was, like, looking for a head coaching job for so long.
You're leaving out a big word, too. These guys are grateful, man. You can see it seeping out of them.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that's part of what overcomes you.
You don't usually see emotion like that. Now, Jaeger cried, but that's because he knew he was leaving. That's at the end of the season, after they got eliminated from the playoffs. But no, it was obviously a good display of emotion. And beyond that, like, that's not the story. It was the introduction of you know, the new regime, right? The new sort of era in Memphis Grizzlies basketball.
Well, a guy who apparently is not just a coach, right? He's a partner. Did you hear that word thrown around quite a bit yesterday? I think that was done by design, I think. And I think it was done by design to answer a very specific question that we'd all been asking. are they going to have the patience with him?
Yeah.
Right? Is this going to last more than 2 years? They're really going to – are you going to lay out a vision and show some stick-to-itiveness?
Yep.
And I think in saying partner, right, rather than just coach, it was – that answer was designed to address that.
Yeah.
Right? That we are in it with this guy. And look, they said as much afterwards, but that really clearly wanted to put that message out. That we're together on this, we're going to show patience with him. He's a partner. What does a partner make you think about? Partner makes you think about it's going to be a long-standing relationship, right? A guy you're going to go down the road with. And that seemed to me, John, I'm glad you said, because the crying wasn't the story. The gratefulness wasn't the story. Of course you're going to be in that mood. To me, the story was, here's our guy for the long haul.
No doubt.
He's our partner. They used it more, I mean, several times.
Yes.
And that, to me, was sort of the underlying
thing. And when you're using
the
word partner, that would beget patience, right? Like, that would be seem yeah. that would seem to represent and underline a greater commitment, a greater,
correct,
you know, willingness to let him take his lumps in this business, right?
It's a smart approach. I thought it was a smart approach by guys that are new to doing this for the most part. I mean, you've got some experienced guys in terms of that front office, and they're helping, obviously, climbing. But these are guys new to this, and I thought it was the right approach yesterday.
Right. Now, what was interesting, and Mark Gennato pointed this out, too, in his column at the Commercial Appeal, there was no mention of the phrase grit and grind. There was no that did not come up. Now, that seems obvious, right? But let's also remember that this time last year, it was grit and grind 2.0. Like, that was the tagline. That was the way that the team was built, right? It's grit and grind 2.0. We signed Garrett Temple and Kyle Anderson, and we're gonna play slow, but we're gonna play smart. Like, we're gonna play fundamental, smart, high IQ basketball. And, you know, that's not grit and grind. You know, grit and grind is something I feel like, you know, you got to stop chasing the ghost, right? At some point you have to let that end. Mm-hmm. You know, the bad boys, right? In Detroit.
Yeah.
Like, for 15 years, you know, after Lambeer and those guys move on, are they trying to recreate the bad boys?
No, they're not.
Are they trying to recreate the Showtime Lakers?
Right.
No. Like, are, you know, so it's an era, and it's a definitive and a defining era in Memphis Grizzlies basketball, and it's one that we'll look back, that will be looked back on with great, you know, respect and love and adoration, and it should be. It's the best era of Memphis Grizzlies basketball. Mm-hmm. But at some point, you have to move on, and it feels like the Grizzlies have finally done that.
Well, to me, it was refreshing. To me, John, exactly the point that you make was an admittance that we are rebuilding.
Yeah.
An admittance that we are moving on. And a lot of us have said, well, you need to say that vocally. You know
right.
what I'm saying?
Right,
say
right.
that you're now 2 feet into a new plan. And that's sort of what we, even with whether it was climbing, whether it was we wanted Para to come out, whether it was Jenkins, we wanted a vision, right? And in that vision to say something new,
yep.
Right?
This
new horizon that you're talking about. And I think, John, that's specifically why you didn't hear that mentioned yesterday. You even got it in a few questions. And when they got it in questions, hey, yeah, we're still going to, you know, they treated Jenkins was like, yeah, we're defensive-minded, all that stuff's still going to be a priority.
Right.
But you were moving off of that, and I think much like using the term partner for a very specific reason to show you, it was an admittance that this is a rebuild. We have a partner we're going to be with for a while,
yep.
and we're moving on from that.
Yeah.
So I'm with you.
And I always thought, like last season, I always thought it was just honestly a bit insulting, you know, to continue to use that phrase, right? Because grit and grind again, like,
well, again,
you know, that's Zach, Tony, that's the whole kit and caboodle. That's not just, you know,
well, remember at that point,
we're slow and unathletic.
Remember at that point, especially to start there, part of that approach was we're going to make the playoffs, baby.
Right.
And your fans, you know, that's still resonant. Grit and grind was still something that you, and you could say in some ways you were still playing it, but come on, style-wise, they'd moved off of it.
Exactly.
You'd sped up the pace. I mean,
yes.
And so I think officially now we can put it to bed and move on. And that said, still love it. I mean, it does represent. It's not just the way you play, John. I think it was Lee Smith yesterday, the new Tri-State defender, asked a question about grit and grind, just sort of how it represented. It's just sort of they're going against the grain of the NBA style.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And you can still, if it's that, right?
Yeah.
Grizzlies can still go against the grain, if you know what I'm saying, if they want to. But that style,
yeah.
I think we've put to bed.
Yeah, I mean, How long?
The way he put the question, I loved it. And not to interrupt you, but how the hardwood, we do it, you know, we do it the opposite way. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
That's something we can still relate to. So I guess my point is still, there's some of grit and grind we're going to take with us, you know what I'm saying? But
mm-hmm.
that style, that 2.0, 3.0, no, moving on from that. We still want to stand out from the rest of the league.
Yeah.
No question about it. But you're going to do that now, hopefully, more with your talent than you have to with a style of play.
Yeah, like I honestly don't think that that's something that can be recreated. You know what I mean? Like, just that cast of characters coming together at a time in the NBA, like, right before the boom of the three-point shot, right? Like, as it is today.
If you can, you want a new slogan. You want a new, you know. I mean, you got two what we think are potential, you know, and I'm saying two as if he's already here in Ja Morant, but we've all come to the conclusion it's probably going to be that. And it's that's some star power. That's some young star power. And so you'd like to get something sexy on that, you know, something new that we can all identify with. So I'm with you. You want to do that eulogy on it, but I think it's already official, John. It's already in the ground.
Yeah, well, it was until they brought it back last year, sort of, you know.
They didn't mention it
ham-handedly, right?
I think you're on to something with yesterday. Like, they didn't mention it, and we're moving on.
Yeah, there's no – I mean, Ja Morant is not grit and grind. Like Ja Morant is flash. Like, Ja Morant is playmaking, you know what I mean? Like, in a way that the Grizzlies potentially have not had.
Now, can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
Was there a point yesterday – I wish we had the audio. I was told that – did our man Anthony Sane ask Taylor Jenkins about the black unicorn?
Yes. I didn't hear that. I didn't hear that question, but
said there was some laughter in the press room and everything. Is that official?
Yeah, I don't have the audio. Okay.
I've got the press conference here. I'll scour it and find that question.
Yeah, I think it's
very important.
Maybe about 20 minutes in, man. Call him. Is that hilarious to me? We're calling he's the black unicorn. We're making that distinction.
I mean, I thought James Wiseman was a unicorn.
Sane is famous for coining stuff, so I just want to make sure we're all
Coach, Anthony Sane from the Memphis Flyer. First, welcome to Memphis.
Thank you.
Mark took my question, but I got you. I got a backup question for you. Jaren, everyone knows Jaren's amazing. He's the black unicorn, all that. We know that.
He did.
All right. With that being said, hypothetically, let's say that you were a team that had the second overall pick in the draft. What type of player would you like to partner beside a Jaren Jackson? We don't have to name names. I ain't going to put you out there that, but just what type of guy would you like to see beside the future of the franchise?
Sure. I mean, you can look at it from
So he definitely did. He definitely did say black unicorn.
Well, kind of
that's a new thing. I had never heard the black unicorn.
I heard it in the answer. I was kind of interested there. He doesn't commit to one or the other.
Unicorns are typically white.
Well, I mean, Porzingis was.
Well, I'm actually talking about the mythical.
Oh yeah, the stereotype.
The horse.
Well, you can't have a black unicorn.
No, I'm saying you say black unicorn because a unicorn is typically white.
Mm. Is that like you say Santa typically white?
Yeah.
But I told you we can have black Santa.
Yeah.
And I've proven it to you that we do.
Oh, my God.
John, I showed you one in Home Depot, Black Santa right there for you.
I think that was a manufacturer defect on the one you showed me.
Are you serious?
I don't. Was that really
Brad,
a Black Santa?
What? CJ had a choice, brother. He could get a white one or a black one.
Okay.
You understand? That's good.
Yes.
That he had a choice. It wasn't a defect, brother.
But a unicorn is typically, like, I'm looking at it, like, they usually are white.
I'm just asking you, can you have a black one?
Yeah, you can, for sure. And that
you're damn right you can.
That apparently is what Jaren is. Yeah, we have deemed him a black unicorn. So, just like Black Santa, apparently. It's the same thing.
What about mixed unicorns?
You're absolutely right. We can have them, Brad.
We need all types, man.
Okay. Well, all right. All unicorns matter.
Saying going to keep that presser spicy, baby.
Yep, indeed.
Certainly.
But there you go. Taylor Jenkins has been introduced.
Welcome, Taylor Jenkins.
As the next Grizzlies head coach, marking the beginning of a new era. And it'd be interesting to see how it all plays out and, you know, how.
Win. Just win.
How much patience he has. Well, the winning's not good.
No,
it ain't going to be like tomorrow. Like, they're going to take their lumps.
I realize that.
I think it's just develop, right? Like, that's kind of where we are. Develop.
Why can't I say just win?
I mean, you can. I mean, that's not my baseline.
Didn't say it's my expectation. It's what I want you to go out there and do.
Yeah, that would certainly be nice. All right, when we come back, Bob Ryan going to join us. We will talk to Bob Ryan about last night in hockey. Something happened. We will talk to him about that. We will talk to him about Anthony Davis. We will talk to him about the finals and more when we come back. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
92.9 presents the official Jason and John Memphis Draft Party on Thursday night, June 20th from 7 p.m. till 9 p.m. Join 92.9's Jason and John and watch the NBA Draft at our Draft Party at The Bluff on Highland with Grizzly Bear Blues, SB Nation, and Joe Mullinax, along with I Love Memphis's Holly Whitfield. The 2019 NBA Draft Party at The Bluff on Highland on Thursday night, June 20th with 92.9 FM ESPN, Memphis' sports station.
When your dad tells you he doesn't want anything for Father's Day, he actually means it, perhaps because there's a good chance he doesn't even know it's Father's Day. But hopefully, he's raised you well enough to show some gratitude anyway, and now's a good time to recognize what he, or a stepdad, or a granddad, or a dad-to-be in your life means to you. So if you are, right now, shopping for Father's Day, It's coming up June 16th, by the way. Make it count with some fresh, hand-cut steaks from Humphrey's Prime Cut Shop. We all know Folks Folly. It's the original Memphis Steakhouse. But did you also know that you could pick up those same steaks, as well as their crab legs, lamb chops, even a great-looking apron or steak knives? Everything you could possibly need for a fabulous Father's Day gift, you can get it all at Humphrey's Prime Cut Shop, which is right next door to Folks Folly. And if you want a gift for a dad who doesn't live in Memphis, no problem. Humphrey's can ship overnight anywhere in the country. So stop by Humphrey's Prime Cut Shop at 551 South Mendenhall or online at humphreysmemphis.com to get everything you need to grill like a legend.
The annual summer sale at James Davis has started just in time to get dad's perfect gift in advance of Father's Day. This is Gary Parrish, and I've been telling you about James Davis for years. It's one of the best clothing stores in the United States of America. It's where I get my suits and my dress shirts for television work with CBS Sports. But understand this. They have so much more than just nice suits and dress shirts. For instance, right now, shorts, short sleeve knit shirts, and sport shirts are 20% off. There's a summer selection of sport coats, suits, and blazers, all 25% off. And don't forget about the custom-made stance shirts. Those are the ones I buy because dress shirts off the rack are a thing of the past. Now, let me explain how this works. What you do is you go to James Davis. You walk in, you get three measurements, and in just 10 minutes, you're going to have a custom-made shirt ordered. It'll be ready in a matter of days. They start at only $98. It's a perfect shirt that'll fit you brilliantly, and it makes for a perfect gift, too. In fact, you can get a gift card to cover it. So where are you shopping in advance of these warm months that are on the way? James Davis in the Laurelwood Shopping Center, on the web, jamesdavisstore.com.
It's Mattress Firm's 4th of July sale with a preview of our free event. This Friday through Sunday, enjoy our Father's Day deal and get a free adjustable bed base when you spend just $399. And get two free memory foam pillows and a free mattress protector when you take home your new bed for just $599. Plus, save up to $400 store-wide. Hurry in. Your budget stretches further at Mattress Firm.
Offer valid with qualifying purchase. Restrictions apply. Valid at participating locations only. For offer details, visit mattressfirm.com/sale.
Hey guys, time to get ready for summer. Now, if you've done your part at the gym, it's time to let University Plastic Surgery Group help you with that little extra push. It's called Cool Sculpting. You can freeze away the fat with the world's number one non-invasive fat reduction procedure. University Plastic Surgery Group can help you achieve your workout goals because they're going to target the trouble areas. It's a 45 to 60 minute procedure. You can do it on your lunch hour. Keep your edge at work and look good this summer. Call 350-4858 or visit utuniversityplasticsurgeons.com.
Jason and John guests appear on the ATC Fitness phone line. ATC Fitness, this is the Jason and John Show, presented by the Wing Guru, only on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Hi, we're back, Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN. And as promised, he is Bob Ryan. He's a sports columnist, emeritus for the Boston Globe. You can catch him on Around the Horn. He joins us now. Bob, how you doing, man?
I'm doing okay.
So, I mean, I know that you guys in Boston are not very used to losing in these championship settings. Usually you guys just you sweep them all the time. How does it feel? What's it like when Boston doesn't win a championship?
Yeah, it's usually, you know, the New York Giants, you know, that we have to worry about. Nobody else, you know, and especially St. Louis. So it's a little different phenomenon. But probably I'm okay with it because what I claim to look for in these matters is what I call justice, and justice would be that the team who really deserved to win. Mm. Or is there any reason that the team that won did not deserve to win? And with all the talk about officiating at the playoffs and Stanley Cup and all, that hurt a lot of teams, starting with Vegas. And we didn't have any incidents last night, and it was a clean game, and it was fair and square, and the team that should have won won. And the goalie was once again tremendous, and what a story. A year ago, Binnington is a Bruins farmhand. Now, they didn't own him. He was loaned to Providence, but he played for the Bruins American Hockey League franchise of Providence Bruins. So what a chapter in this amazing St. Louis story.
Bob, I know nothing of hockey. I'm a Southerner that's trying to get to know more. But school me. Does home ice mean, in terms of the advantage, is it the least in sports? Like, I'm trying to figure this thing out.
No, this is an aberration.
Okay.
It's a dolo aberration. No one saw this coming, even when the Stanley Cup playoffs started that a team would be markedly better on the road than they were at home. This is not normal. I saw this happen once before in an NBA Finals in 1974. If you'll go check it out, the Bucks and the Celtics, and there were 5 road victories in that series. And I doubt very much if there's been anything like it in the interim in the ensuing 45 years. But in either sport, if you've had a 7-game series in which a road team won 5 games in between 74 and this one.
Wow. Interesting tonight. Will the home team win tonight? There's no way, in my mind, right, that the Golden State goes out and Oracle losing its final 3 in the finals there? What do you think?
No, I don't know. Kawhi is been the man, and he would have been, you know, enshrined forever if they had held on to win that game. And it certainly wasn't his fault that they didn't, and he gave him a chance to win that game the other night. It's a tough call. I'm a percentage chance guy, so I'm going 60-40 Toronto to win the whole thing, one way or the other.
Oh, I'm with you on that.
Here's the interesting part to me, Bob. If Golden State wins tonight, they're favored to do that. Obviously, it'll go to a game 7. On Father's Day in Toronto, and you look at the roster that Golden State has. I mean, they've done this before. Yeah, Kevin Durant's not, obviously not playing, but Steph's done this, Draymond's done it, Klay's done it. They're built for game 7s. They've been in elimination settings. True. Kawhi has for the Raptors, but that's really about it. So how much of an edge and how much of an advantage can that be? For vets who have won championships and been in these settings and come out on top so many times.
No, I think it's slightly, but it's marginal. Look, my opinion on these matters is everything is true until it's not true, and so I always laugh. So we say, well, someone happened 17 out of 20 times. Well, 3 times it did happen, whatever it is. So I'm never surprised when the thing goes against the grain. Well, obviously the home team in these games is you'd rather be at home, but and yes, they have been there before. But sooner or later, it has to be a first time for everything. They had their first time, right? Mm-hmm. And they did it. And this is Toronto's first time. But I just think Leonard has been so transcendent. There's no evidence to me that they're going to stop Leonard, and from doing what he's been doing for the entire playoffs.
100%.
Yeah, that is exactly right. Bob, obviously a lot of conversation about Kevin Durant and sort of his decision and a focus on the medical team and being cleared. Jalen Rose on, I think it was First Take, said that, he blames the herd mentality in sports, from media, from fans. What would be your response to that, just in terms of, do you think that there is anything sort of to that, that there's pressure from media and fans for Kevin Durant to play, or do you think this is something that a competitor, that a professional athlete sort of decides on his own?
I totally reject the idea that a major organization that has won championships is going to worry about the media and making a decision of this magnitude. I don't know where he's coming off with that. And I am a big, generally speaking, an admirer of Jalen Rose, but he does go off the deep end at times, and I think this time he did in that regard. I look at this thing that I am taking it at face value. If I am naive, fine. I will be proven wrong. But I am taking it at face value that in this day and age, you don't have to worry any longer about team doctors acting on behalf of the team at the expense of the health and welfare of the player. I think those things did happen in the past in sports, particularly in football, but I choose to believe that it no longer is the case. I choose to believe that they honestly thought, their staff, that he was ready to play. Now, it so happens that now that we've seen what happened, that there were people, I heard this yesterday, which I never gave this any thought myself, who warned that maybe this is a risk because of the nature of that injury, that the one thing that might actually happen is because of the where that calf injury was, is a ruptured Achilles. If someone actually called that beforehand, then I'm told that some people did thought that worried about that, more power to them. I never thought about that. And it makes sense, I suppose, as a layman, that's what happened. But yet, I got to believe that their medical staff took that into consideration and thought that he was ready to play. We know he wanted to play, and that's a given, but I don't know why. Jalen, the media? I mean, you can have other reasons you can cite, but media pressure? No, I don't think so.
Are you still lining up to sign him if you're the Knicks? And is it a no-brainer for you, Bob, that you're still trying to get him if you're one of these other teams that already had him targeted?
Given what we have seen as medical scientists advance so well, that people are now coming back as frequently as quickly as 7 months, I remember, you know, we all remember when it was 25 or 30 years ago, it was a death sentence. Go way back, Luke Jackson was going to have a great NBA career. He tore his Achilles, he never came back. And other Achilles guys have been back in those days were similarly afflicted. But now they come back. Kobe came back in 8 months. Who came back in 7 months? Somebody recently. And so I think there's every reasonable expectation that he'll be fine in the long run, whether it's 9 months, 10 months, or 12 months. But I don't think it'll prevent someone from signing him if it's 7 months or 8 months. He'll be back by the All-Star game, and to go from there.
We are, of course, talking to Bob Ryan, sports columnist emeritus for the Boston Globe. Interesting developments yesterday, Bob, according to ESPN. The Celtics and the Lakers are putting together competing trade packages to land the services of Anthony Davis. Now, Rich Paul has come out and said, hey, Boston, if you want to do that, if you want to send away assets to get Anthony Davis for a year, you know, it's your prerogative, more power to you, but he is leaving. If you're Boston, do you still do it, and do you hope that you can convince him in a year's time, maybe seemingly like Toronto has done with Kawhi, or do you just not even take the chance?
I don't. Danny might, because Danny is fearless, and Danny has proven from day one as a general manager that he's fearless and confident. But it makes me nervous. I'm wary. I don't like the look. I love the player. I'm wary of the person right now. I don't like the way he's handled this in New Orleans, and I don't like, you know, what he did this year was totally foul, you know, fair or foul, and unfair to that. And unless that organization has got some demons in their closet that you and I do not know about, that he does, I don't like the way he has handled this. I would be wary of him if I were Boston, then I wouldn't want any part of it. I think they should bow out of this. That's me.
Do you have any issue with the agent, you know, Rich Paul? It is a different time now. Certainly with sort of the power that players have and leveraging situations. Do you have any problem with how honest and blunt Rich Paul is about, you know, not being able to re-sign, you know, Anthony Davis if they did make that deal?
No, I can't say that. You're right. You alluded to it. This is the times we live in, and the times we live in include agents that can wield that kind of power with the right clients. And God knows he's got a lot of important client in Los Angeles. So I'm used to, you know, it's where we live in. It's like one of many things. If I could wave my magic wand, would I change this or that in sports? Of course, we all would change things. But we have to deal with the reality of the times, and that is part of the reality of the times.
Bob, I've been dying to ask you this one. How high does Big Poppy rank in the pantheon of Boston athletes you've covered, and you've covered all of them?
Very, very high. And in fact, we have a Rushmore, as everyone. We would have a Rushmore where he would be in the discussion in the eyes of many people. I would not put him in that Rushmore. I'd put him in the next tier,
the next
four. I mean, our Rushmore is so good that Larry Bird can't even get on it now. You know, good our Rushmore is. You know, you got Russell or Ted Williams and Brady. Okay, that's our Rushmore, in my opinion. And God knows, it pains me to have to. Larry, you got to step aside. Brady has to be on there, you know?
That's unbelievable.
So Larry Bird is your first runner-up. That's pretty good. Poppy is right there. Right there. I mean, he did something that neither Ted Williams nor Yastrzemski did. He delivered the goods at the right moment.
Yes,
he got them two championships. And one of those championships was one of the great performances in the history of not only baseball, but of sport, what he did in 2013. I mean, that's not a hyperbole. That's the truth. So he's forever going to be revered in Boston. Plus, the charity work is legit. And he's a sunny presence always. Yes, he's very this is a shocking thing that's happened, and people are taking it hard.
Just that what you get, that just looked like a sloppily planned assassination attempt. $8,000, Bob, for, I mean, a national hero, right? I mean, down there.
Well, that's the going rate, I guess, in the Dominican. You know, I read it. I just got through it in the New York Post that, you know, it costs you a minimum of $100,000 to get a hit in New York. They said that's the going rate. That's the minimum standard going rate in New York. But apparently in the Dominican, $8,000 would go farther. And you know, that's I don't, you know, I really don't want to mention jokes out of this.
No, I'm with you. No, there are no jokes to be told. It's scary.
Bob. Let's get this clear. Someone tried to murder him.
Absolutely.
And there has to be either he did something wrong, bad in terms of either romance or finance, or someone thinks he did something bad in terms of romance or finance. And frankly, I don't even want to know what it is.
Yeah. And then finally, Bob, I mean, are you guys in Boston holding your breath on Kyrie Irving?
Mm. I'm not holding any breath. In fact, I signed up to drive him to the airport.
You've moved on.
And I'll buy him a Dunkin' Donuts coffee on the way for the ride. You know what? Whoever gets him, this is the ultimate buyer beware. I'm telling you, he's going to play for three or four or five teams, and every one of them after he leaves will say, God, we couldn't figure that guy out.
The chemistry.
And he's on this and searching for some. He has never categorically said why he left Cleveland. We figure we know, but he has never categorically said it. He is searching for something. I don't even think he knows what it is.
What would be the smartest destination for Kyrie?
Well, Brooklyn's a good one if they the Clippers are a good one. Those two are both good. Technically, sure. I mean, if they keep Russell, he could be good back with Russell. Now, with D'Angelo Russell, and plus he'd be, he could. that'd be fine. He's a great talent. There's no question about his talent, but it's the package. He's wired strangely. I'll just leave it go with that.
Yeah, there's no question. Bob, always appreciate your time.
It's a pleasure,
thanks
sir.
So much.
Thank you for this.
All right, guys, take care.
Yep, he is Bob Ryan, sports columnist emeritus for the Boston Globe. Taco Meat tweets that.
Bless you.
Sorry.
Damn.
Fish got. Well, I'm sorry. I had to sneeze, man. It's going to be okay. He says some guy named Fish got killed in South Memphis by MF that was paid $500.
Well,
RIP Fish.
Oh, man.
Rest in peace to Fish.
Saying the going rate in New York is $100,000.
Oh, is that?
That's what Bob was saying.
Man, yeah.
And comparatively speaking, in the Dominican Republic, it's $8,000. That's what the. The word is from the police down there that this assassin was. But you're saying that Taco Meat says you can get it done in Memphis for $500.
Well, South Memphis.
South Memphis.
Not sure. You know,
be part of
if
that.
It. You know, East Memphis. You know,
man,
West Memphis.
I hope we value life a little bit. But that, I mean, that's even scarier if that's the case.
Yeah. That. I mean, I don't know if I was told this last night.
I mean, you can hire a junkie, do anything. You know what I'm saying? But
yeah.
Come on. Anyway. But, I mean, the idea that he is such a national hero in the Dominican Republic that he walks around, no security, everything. Like the story said in ESPN, the people protect Big Papi, right? Because he's literally a national hero walking around, almost like the president. And so the idea that, you're going to knock off a national hero for $8,000, I don't know, it just makes you think, man, super unsafe in the Dominican Republic. But, again, it's super unsafe everywhere you are.
Well, you got to be careful.
It can be.
You got to be careful. You know, there are reports, obviously, that he was having an affair with a drug lord's wife.
Yeah.
So you got to be careful about having
affairs. Well, that's why I've seen it, and I know that's what Bob was alluding to when he said the romance, even though you've gotten in trouble with some romance. But you can't be messing with drug lord's wives either. That's alleged right now.
That's
alleged.
I would try to steer clear. You know what I mean? Just as a general rule. You know what I mean? Anyway,
especially the drug lord in the Dominican Republic.
Right, yeah.
He's probably got all the
Yeah, that's
cops
probably
paid
the worst pick in terms of.
Probably has a good deal with the police force paid off.
Mm-hmm.
Good point. Yeah. Good point indeed. All right, we'll come back. Lots more to come here on the show. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
The 92.9 line with breaking news and info at 92.9ESPN.com. Listen to 92.9 online. Join the locker room and get exclusive content and prizes too at 92.9ESPN.com. 92.9 FM, ESPN. Memphis'sRadio.com sports station. Instagram.com/92.9ESPN. Get us on Facebook. Facebook.com/92.9ESPN. Hoop Cities. 92.9 FM ESPN.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-673-1680 now. That's 800-673-1680 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-673-1680 to learn more. 800-673-1680. That's 800-673-1680. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is New York firefighter Raphael Porriette for Firehouse Subs. Firehouse Subs are hot, hearty, and extraordinary. But what's even more extraordinary is that a part of every sub purchase you make at Firehouse Subs helps provide life-saving equipment for first responders. Great food and great for the community. That's a perfect pair. And that inspired new Firehouse pairs. Start with your favorite small sub, then pair it with your choice of an amazing signature side. Try the Hook and Ladder with ham, turkey, and Monterey Jack, paired with the five cheese mac and cheese or the loaded potato soup. 13 different subs, 4 different sides, 52 different possibilities in all. Save time and order your Firehouse pair online or on the app now. New Firehouse pairs at Firehouse Subs. Enjoy more subs, save more lives. Participating locations only, Firehouse Subs would donate a minimum of $1 million in 2019 to the Firehouse Subs Public Safety Foundation by donating 0.11% of every purchase.
It's finally here, the warm months, weekends filled with cookouts and pool parties. If you're like me, Gary Parrish, you're going to be at lots of cookouts and pool parties, and by at them, I mean hosting them, and if you want to sip a drink while you're on the grill or just hanging out, you should grab a bottle of New Amsterdam Vodka. New Amsterdam Vodka is a premium, 80-proof vodka made from the finest quality grains, 5 times distilled for unparalleled smoothness, filtered 3 times to create a soft finish, and as you surely know by now, it's so smooth, you can drink it straight. And yes, it really is what I buy when I'm inside the liquor store, and that's because it's an awesome vodka that's reasonably priced, which is among the reasons it's the fastest growing brand of vodka in the United States of America. If you're into flavored vodkas, New Amsterdam offers a variety. The newest is grapefruit, but they also have apple, peach, orange, mango, pineapple, red berry, coconut, lemon, raspberry, and check this out. New Amsterdam now also has a gluten-free vodka. So if you're on a gluten-free diet, that's the vodka for you. Please ask for it by name next time you're in a bar, restaurant, or liquor store. New Amsterdam Vodka. Pour your soul out on the web, newamsterdamspirits.com.
Fast, reliable internet. Is that important to your business?
We couldn't work without it.
At Comcast Business, we go beyond fast with amazing solutions and a great deal.
What kind of solutions?
Well, how about automatic 4G LTE backup for complete reliability?
I like the sound of that. What else?
Powerful Wi-Fi that keeps your employees connected. And bandwidth you can allocate between your customers and employees.
I didn't know Comcast Business did that.
Oh, I'm not done yet. Advanced voice solutions at affordable prices. How about business TV that keeps customers entertained?
Okay, I'm convinced. But didn't you say something about a great deal?
Right now, get started with 75 megabit internet for $49.95 per month for 2 years when you add 2 voice mobility lines and sign up for EcoBill and automatic payment. Call 1-800-501-6000 today. Comcast Business. Beyond fast.
Monthly service charge increases by $10 without EcoBill and autopay offer in 6/21/19. Restrictions apply. New business customers only. 2-year agreement required. Equipment taxes and fees extra subject to change. Backup limited to 8 hours.
This is Gary Parrish. The Bluff Restaurant and Sports Bar is a great place right next to the University of Memphis campus on the Highland Strip. And if you have an event, a birthday party, a wedding party, a graduation party, any kind of party, book some space at the Bluff. You can rent out any part of the Bluff, the front to the back to the mezzanine, and the place is big enough to accommodate 600 people. They can cater the event for you, or you can provide your own catering, terrific rates, and you can trust that someone on staff is going to be on site to make sure your event is perfect. TheBluffMemphis.com and click the Host Your Event tab to get it booked today. TheBluffMemphis.com.
Ready for a change? Join the club. At LA Fitness, we believe showing up is all the initiation you need. Come in and try it out for 5 days on us. Find your nearest location and get a guest pass for you and a friend at LAFitnessMemphis.com.
Wood, we love it. Unfortunately, so do termites. When's the last time you had your home checked? For all you know, the only thing keeping your house together is a bunch of termites holding hands. Call Allied Termite and Pest today, 901-754-0454.
Tired of opening your closet and never finding what you want to wear? We can help. Stitch Fix is a personal styling service that matches you with your own stylist. Someone who listens to what you love and delivers the best clothes for you right to your door. With Stitch Fix, you'll get to discover new styles, new brands, and new looks to fit your unique shape and your budget. Discover the stylist and styles that work for you at StitchFix.com. Personal styling for women, men, and kids. StitchFix.com. Personal styling for everybody.
Jason and John guests appear on the ATC Fitness phone line. ATC Fitness. This is the Jason and John Show, presented by the Wing Guru, only on Memphis's Sports Station, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
All right, it's our man Lewis.
see, he told us about his experience with the Live Love Memphis group. It was a good one. It was a great one. It's all you could ever hope for when you are selling and listing your home. What happened was Lewis didn't know if he wanted to sell his home. He was undecided, very much on the fence. Guy with the Live Love Memphis team, they consulted, and Lewis decided to sell his home, said it was time. They listed his home on a Monday, and by Tuesday, it was under contract for list price. That's beautiful, Jason.
You know what was beautiful, John, is my wife and I had a plan that we were going to sell our home, or at least try to, our old home in 2019. That would have been this year, John.
Wow.
But we got with the folks at Live Love last fall. And, John, they said we could sell it now. And they got it done in 6 days. And then they got us full asking. And then they got the buyer to pay closing. They took care of it all for me just like they did for Lewis. They'll do the same for you. Check them out. They're livelovememphis.com. The phone number is 901-685-6000. You should call it if you want to sell that home. Again, 901-685-6000. The person I asked for is Jennifer Carstensen. She's the captain of this team, hard-working, professional, going to get it done. She's got a great team. You'll see the results. The results will come, and the offers that you'll get. It's the Live Love Memphis group. They're at livelovememphis.com.
All right, Memphis basketball just tweeted out a picture of Precious Achiuwa. Of course, he is here. We knew that. But, you know, he's on. I will say, don't you – like, the Memphis basketball social media has stepped up with arrival
of
Penny.
No question about it.
I mean, I really
– It feels like they got more than one guy running it. But I could be wrong on that, but maybe that's a credit to it. It's stepped up. You know, you get more from it now.
Yeah, like, I mean, and on their Instagram, their social media. Like, that's such a big part of 2019.
This is not to disrespect a future Hall of Famer, but that was part of what we said was the issue, right, John? You weren't getting enough. They weren't out enough. Well, part of being out is being active on social media for a basketball program. It's just part of the thing. Like we were saying with Bob, a different time now. And these days, man, you got to be active with your social media. So it's good to see.
And they do a good job. It's like Memphis has always had a Twitter account, right? They've always had a presence. It's just like, it feels like it's just gotten better.
I would say they do a savvy job, John. Listen to this. Everybody and their mama wants to be in there right now watching workouts. Yours truly included, listeners, including myself. We can't be in there as media. Yeah. It's an NCAA violation. That said, when they're tweeting out pictures of Boogie, and you know what I'm saying? And pictures, you'll get them soon, I'm sure, of Precious in practice. Folks are eating it up, John, because we all want to look. It's savvy and smart, not just good.
Right, exactly. So I will say, listen, you have the number one recruiting class in the country, so far be it for me to criticize. But Penny, can we get a couple more tweets from you individually? You know, Penny, can we get one or two?
Penny's already extremely active on social media.
Not on Twitter.
Specifically on Twitter.
Yeah. Yeah.
I thought Twitter's a dying thing now, John, other than for sports breaking news.
Now Twitter's dying.
I see you haven't checked out my latest activity on Instagram.
What?
Probably because you haven't looked for posts, but in terms of my follow, I followed the whole team on the gram the other day. Everybody, I think I got everybody.
You did.
Can't you see other folks' actions on the gram?
Yeah.
I'm preparing myself, John, because it feels like the gram is becoming more important.
It is. And you are,
as you told
and
me.
You are sitting here at 685 followers.
That's not good?
Mm-mm. No. Also, you need to go back and you need to delete your old tweets, like, excuse me, your old posts. Like, you have this weird picture of you on the phone.
Well, I wanted to, I was on a vacation, but still doing business.
Yeah,
I was probably some recruiting news I was getting down in Biloxi.
Who were you posting this for at the time? Like, who did you think you were posting this? Because you didn't have any followers. So who did you think was going to see this?
Well, this is starting to feel like an attack.
I'm just asking. You know,
no, it's a great photo, John. Can you not see? I mean, I had been schooled in the ways of photo from a great photojournalist by the name of Mark Weber.
And then there
and
is
I was attempting to get that done.
I don't mean to dissect your Instagram.
Yeah, well, you're going too far.
But I mean, now there's another one. Your third post is you walking down the beach. What appears to be Hawaii. Was this in Maui? And you're
shirtless.
We've
discussed this. I'm going to that cliff right there to jump off of it. I swim to that cliff that's out there where you can see men diving.
And you say your caption is swimming out to that cliff was a lot tougher than it looks. These are very wholesome captions.
Bro, get back in the rails, John.
And then you of course had to post about Love and Hip Hop. He does have a Love and Hip Hop post as well.
You've been through all my posts on IG. Thank you. You've broken them all down.
It is quite an interesting feed, Jason.
Well, thank you, Brad. It is.
Yeah,
I appreciate you for following.
Sorry,
Brad.
I'm watching what he's looking at here.
Yeah. So anyway,
I do agree with you. The Tigers are plugging into what's going on. Like, they seemingly connect to stuff now.
No, it's Penny. It's savvy. We knew that level was going to go up with anybody compared to what you had. And Penny's savvy on this stuff. He knows what he's doing.
Yeah, I would put Memphis basketball's social media presence up there with pretty much
pretty much everybody in all sports. You know what I mean? Like, collegiately, right? Like, I think, you know, they're on par with every other college.
Absolutely.
You're kind of limited in what you can do, right, social media-wise as a university. But I think they do a good job. But I just saw that, and I was like, you know what? Like, that's just something that you wouldn't have seen. Like, when guys get on campus, you know, that, you know, they wouldn't – you didn't see this 5, 6, 7 years ago, certainly under Tubby. I'm just going even further back. But anyway, there you go. All right, Taylor Jenkins was introduced as the Memphis Grizzlies head coach. And we have some audio. We have some what is this audio of, Jason? This is
– I believe it's of Taylor basically in this intro to what we were talking about earlier, how emotional he got. Let's hear it. It sounded pretty genuine.
Personally for me and my family, this will be the tough you know, basketball's an amazing sport. It creates relationships that last a lifetime. Tayshaun's nodding his head. He knows, first and foremost, my brothers in basketball. They might be watching right now. Darvin Ham, Charles Lee, Ben Sullivan, Pat St. Andrews, Josh Longstaff, Vin Baker, Nevin Spahia, and Kenny Atkinson. You know how I feel. Thank you, and I love you guys. To Coach Bud, you took a chance on me. You gave me great responsibility, and you challenged me to get better every single day, and you prepared me to have the confidence to be ready to take the next step to be a head coach. I thank you, and I love you. There's a lot of people here today that have been there from the beginning, and God has blessed me so much with wonderful people, amazing people, and they're a big reason why I'm here today. Spencer, my agent, thank you for everything you've done for me, but again, most importantly, what you've done for me and my family.
So that was the gist of it, and I have no problem at all with the amount of thank yous. I mean, I think it's like you said, it shows some gratitude and some graciousness to have the opportunity, and I think, you know, that's a good quality to have just on a human level. It means nothing in terms of whether he's a good coach or not,
but
it's just like he seems like a good guy who recognizes how lucky he is.
I'm gonna be real honest with you. It resonates a lot more with me than it does than Zach Kleiman reading off of a piece of paper about what this guy's gonna be. You know what I'm saying? And look,
yes.
How important is that towards y'all getting the job done? John, you just said it's not important at all. But if we're talking about the human element of it, yes, when a guy is, you know, yes, he's got a sheet of paper in front of him, right? It's got all these names. You're going to remind him. But that guy was speaking from the heart. You know what I'm saying? Felt that grateful. You know what? I'm going to go off cue here and speak from the heart. And that, to me, resonates a lot more with me than a GM sitting right there reading from a sheet of paper feels like he barely knows the guy he just hired. You understand what I'm saying? And again, that's not to come down on Kleiman today either and kill him for this, because, look, he's just getting used to this process as well. We've seen it. He's new to this coming out. You could see he was uncomfortable yesterday with that. But I think it's just a credit to this guy, obviously, in Jenkins. I'm calling him this guy. I got to get more familiar with him, too. It's a credit to him. He spoke from the heart. I appreciate that on the human level, as you say, John. It doesn't have a dang thing to do with their jobs, though. Both of them could be really good at them. They could both, you know, be fired here in a few years. We'll see what happens. But in terms of the human element in the presser yesterday, I felt that. Yeah. I felt it from him. I felt how grateful he was.
Yeah, no.
I appreciated that.
I agree 100%. So here's what we're going to do. People didn't know about Taylor Jenkins before yesterday. Now they do. Now you've heard from him. You've seen him. You've gotten a feel for who he is as a coach, as a person. What do you think? What do you think about Taylor Jenkins and the decision to hire him and moving forward? 535-3776-535 ESPN. Your calls on the other side. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Celebrating a decade as Memphis at America's very best. This is WMFS FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis, a radio.com sports station. 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Season tickets for the 2019 Memphis Tigers football season are on sale now and start at $100 when you buy 4 in the Family Fun Zone and $150 for end zone seats. The 6-game home schedule is highlighted with matchups against regional foe Ole Miss, plus AAC rivals Cincinnati and Navy. A season ticket includes the same great seat for all 6 home games, plus priority options to buy single game tickets, bowl tickets, and more. Be part of the incredible game day experience and get your seats today at GoTigersGo.com or call 901-678-2331. Stripe up.
If you want wings in Memphis, they're not hard to find. There are dozens of places all over town. The Wing Guru is but one. And yes, the Wing Guru is a little more expensive than most other wing joints. And yes, the Wing Guru might take a little longer to get your wings to your table than most other wing joints. But guess what? It's worth it. The fresh ingredients, the premium oils, and the cook-to-order approach make it all worth it. This is Gary Parrish asking a simple question. Do you want okay wings or great wings? Do you have the patience necessary to get the perfection you desire? If so, pop into one of the Wing Guru's two locations and experience it for yourself. One is at 5699 Mount Moriah. The other is at 7199 Stage Road. And if you can't make it to either location for whatever reason, just have the Wing Guru delivered by ordering via DoorDash at wingguru.com. That's thewingguru.com. Do yourself a favor and go see what everybody in the city is talking about. A locally owned wing franchise launched by University of Memphis basketball legend Billy Richmond. If you take pride in supporting local, support the Wing Guru. That's the Wing Guru online, thewingguru.com. Again, thewingguru.com.
A short-term loan at Ace Cash Express is an easy way for you to cover unbudgeted expenses, and it's never been more convenient to apply. Come see us at one of our neighborhood locations in Tennessee or visit from your computer or smartphone at acecashexpress.com. Loans at Ace are backed by a 72-hour satisfaction guarantee. If you change your mind, just bring back the money borrowed within 72 hours and we'll call it even.
All loans subject to approval. Loans should be used for short-term financial needs and not as a long-term solution. Customers with credit difficulties should seek credit counseling.
Ace Cash Express. Earning your trust since 1968.
Hi, folks. Good news from Sunrise Chevy in Collierville. Sunrise took additional inventory for the spring market. Now, Sunrise must sell 500 new and used cars and trucks to make room for new Chevys on the way. Huge discounts of 0% financing or a GM will provide up to $5,000 cash now. Shop and compare hundreds of new Chevys, Buicks, and GMCs all under one roof. And don't forget, a $5 million used car inventory. If your car needs body work, bring it to Sunrise.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.